Good morning. 00 hours. Rain. 52 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Rain. 48 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Showers. 46 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 46 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 45 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 43 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 43 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 59 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours. Sunny. 68 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 16 hundred hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Here's the 8YVF mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Here's the 8YVF mobile. KC8YVF mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 64 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is NADRL testing.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
NADRL testing.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 61 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is KEAAHW for radio check.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 55 degrees.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Randall May. My call sign is KE8AHW. And I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow radio operators, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into the net, please be sure to speak slowly, clearly state your call sign, name, location, and inform us if you have any traffic or an emergency. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or that plan on being in and out. If that's you, please call now.
This is? That's Charlie H. You're at Delta Lima. Rob is DC. And I'm going to be in and out tonight, unfortunately. 7-3 is back tonight. You take care.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave in Bay City. I will be in and out, no traffic. 7-3, guys.
Again, do we have any other operators? Any other operators who are mobile, on short time, or that plan on being in and out? If you'd like to join us, please call now. Okay, to the two gentlemen that are in and out, thank you very much for joining us. We're now going to move on to any Echolink stations. If you're on Echolink, please call now.
Kilo, Quebec, 4, Oscar, Uniform, X-ray, KQ4OUX, Vince, Columbus, North Carolina.
Thank you, KQ4OUX from Columbus. Thank you for joining us. If I got your call sign wrong, I'll correct it the next time I reach out to you. Are there any other Echolink stations? Any other Echolink stations? At this time, please call now. All right, we seem to be moving right along. At this time, I would like to take regular check-ins. If you're a regular check-in, please call now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is N8EUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo Delta 8. Mike Hotel, KD8MMH, in Carlton Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa, Romeo, Bob, Frankenmuth Township, no traffic.
This is KD8DAZ. Mini, Bert, no traffic.
This is Kilo, Charlie, 8, Victor, Oscar, Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
All right, we got a pretty good group. Anyone else? Any other regular check-ins? Please call now. All right, hearing none, we're going to start with our Echolink station. That call sign is KQ4OUX. I believe that's correct, Columbus, North Carolina. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, everybody on the net. This is KQ4OUX. Yeah, just kind of... going through the bands, like I said, and going through the various repeaters, and I was on the General Motors one earlier, and I just figured I'd drop down here and see what's new on this one here. This is my first time, so I'm not sure, like I said, what the format is, if you have a format, or if you have any questions and answers, or, you know, what else is on the net. So other than that, like I said, I'm just sitting down here and enjoying, as I said, being on Echolink at this time. KQ4OUX, back to net control.
Thank you, KQ4OUX. We give each person a few minutes to talk. We run through the list twice. That's pretty much it. You can pretty much talk about anything you want, as long as it meets the amateur radio protocol. All right, moving on. My next operator is KC8YVF Ron. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Randy, everyone on the net tonight. I have to excuse my voice. I have a cold that I picked up from a co-worker last week, so everything settled in my throat, basically, so have a little trouble talking. It was a good week, at least, for me. Saturday, had a National Weather Service meeting with the White Lake office to go over our coordinators meeting for the fall and for the upcoming severe weather season. One of the things already for the White Lake office, and I'm not sure if he meant for all of Michigan or just for the Southwest Michigan or Southeast Michigan that our weather service handles, but on average we have an average of 15 tornadoes in the state. And so far we've had two severe weather events, and we've already had 16 tornadoes in the state, so we've already reached our average into two severe weather events. The big one was on March 30th, that was 14 of the 16, and then on April 4th, I believe, either 2nd or 4th, were two additional ones. So it looks like it might be an active season this year. Hopefully not. That's not good news, I guess. And Sunday, I guess, we've got a chance of some more severe weather, possibly, so we'll have to watch out for that. Saturday afternoon, I had my granddaughter's birthday party. We went to a local restaurant for dinner, had 22 of us for dinner, and we had a good time. So that's what I got going, at least for right now, Randy. I'll save the rest for the 73 round. I got a couple of announcements coming up. So back over to you, KC8YVF.
Thank you, KC8YVF. Our next operator is N8EUI, then after Tom, KD8MMH, Mike. N8EUI, please go ahead.
Okay, Randy, thanks very much. This is N8EUI. Good evening, everyone. Everyone's doing well today. We had a very nice spring-like day. We're breezy, but it's warmer. And that's all that matters. Things are getting better. So it's supposed to cool off, I think, tomorrow, and then back in the 50s later in the week. And then next week, I think, it's supposed to be, I believe, above normal. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. Let's see, what else? See, Saturday, my wife and I went to see our granddaughter play her last game of basketball for the season. And she did a very, very good job. She's a real hustler, so I'm real proud of her. So I think it was last Thursday our clothes dryer stopped working. It just stopped all of a sudden, and it gave no warning at all. Let me break real quick. So I went into some diagnostics. I went on my friend YouTube. He's a real good friend of mine. I went on YouTube and put the model number in the search window and YouTube, and up comes this video how to check for diagnostics on the dryer. So I ran through the diagnostics, and there was no errors at all, except one. The dryer drum belt. And so I ran the diagnostic, and the diagnostics said it was on, meaning it's working. Well, then after about 30 seconds, it went to on the display on the panel on the dryer, it went to off. What? So I ran the diagnostic again, it went on, and then it went off. Thinking, well, that's weird. So I referred to the video I found, and he mentioned that the belt took the drum out, and sure enough, his dryer, the belt was broke. So I took it all apart for his directions, checked. Sure enough, the belt was sitting on the bottom of the dryer panel. So I ordered another belt, got it from Amazon in a couple of days, and I installed it yesterday, and eureka, it works. So what it was there's an idler pulley, and because the belt broke, the idler pulley snapped back, cutting any power to the motor. It's a safety precaution, I guess. But I could hear it when I pressed on the panel, you could hear it clicking. So I was trying to engage, but there was no power to engage the motor. So I got it all fixed up, and I was real proud of myself, and saved a couple $100 too. You know, I didn't have to call anybody in. Just, it was $11 at the belt, so I'm really happy about that. So anyways, that's it for now. I'm going to toss it back to that control, and we'll catch us on the 73 round. Until then, this is NAEUI.
Thank you, NAEUI. Our next operator is KD8MMH, and after Mike, NAKTR Bob. KD8MMH, please go ahead.
Okay, KD8HW, this is KD8MMH. Well, good evening, Randy. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Enjoying a little bit of nicer weather that we've had today. Getting my stuff together for Michigan QSO party coming up this Saturday. Going over to friends for Easter on that Saturday, but I'm also going to take my 897 and Wyndham, 40-meter Wyndham antenna, and try and participate in the QSO party. So just getting all the cables, antenna poles, and everything together to take for that. Other than that, not much else. And I think this will be my only go-around too, Randy, so you can mark me out after this one. I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead, and a happy Easter. With that, this is KD8MMH, back to Net Control. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Randy.
Thank you for joining us, KD8MMH. This is KD8AHW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. All right, our next operator, NAKPR, then after Bob, KC8PAZ Mini. NAKPR, please go ahead.
Good evening, Randy, everybody else on the net. Good deal, Tom. Yeah, I used to put some of my own stuff around here, too. And it's like 95% of the time I could do it. Almost 100%, actually. But I got all new equipment now. Always wanted to get it all new stuff, so it's all electronic, and I'm like, oh, boy. I told her, I said, I don't know if I can fix this stuff. I said, you're going to have to find somebody else to do that. But I guess, you know, you took care of that problem, so it's like, well, I'll deal with it when I got to it. It's only maybe a year, maybe 2 years old, so I should be good for a little while, safe for a little while. But last week I was sick, man, crazy sick, KO sick, from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday, I was about at half staff, and then Sunday I was almost there, and today I'm almost back to 100%. I'm still got a little spark knock, but you know, we're okay. Getting back. I was out, I had some storm damage from the ice and the snow on one of my pine trees. I got big white pine in the middle of the front yard, and some things have really long branches. I mean, they're like 4 to 6 inches in diameter, and they're really long. Well, one towards the top, got too heavy, broke off, it hit some other ones going down, and they broke off, and it's just like, oh man, what a mess. My wife said, just chop down that ugly tree, because half, there's so many branches broke off of it, you know, from the over the years, that, you know, it doesn't look good. And I agree with her, it don't look good, but at the same time, you know, it's, I think if I aim it right, I can get it down in my yard, but I don't know if I'm not a lumberjack, so I don't know about that. But, so I did some yard work today. Had to take a few breaks just to, you know how it is after you've been sick. It's kind of like, well, starting to break into a sweat, you know, that's just, take it here for a little bit. But, yeah, we'll get back together. We'll get everything back together. Back to Net Control, this is NAKPR.
Thank you, NAKPR. Our next operator is KCATAZ, Minnie, then KCABOA, Rick. KCATAZ, please go ahead.
Well, good evening, KEAKHW. This is KBHBAZ. I'll say good evening to all the rest of the guys on here. I got a good group in here tonight. And welcome Vince there. It's good to hear him in here. The second time I noticed I had it wrote down before that this is the second time he's been in here, and it's good to hear him again. Anyway, not doing too much. Did go out and put some water in the bird bath so they could have a bath out there. Got a heater in it, so if it gets cold at night, it's going to stay unfrozen. Anyway, this is KD8PAZ back to KE8AHW.
Thank you, KC8PAZ. Our next operator is KC8VOA Rick, and then we go back to the top, KC8YDF Ron. KC8VOA, please go ahead.
Well, thank you there, Randy, and good evening to everybody on the net. Not a whole lot new going on here. I am working on planting the garden here and so forth, and cleaning up a little bit of yard work and so forth. I did get my yard waste out early enough today. Last week I didn't get it out there fast enough. They come by so quick last week that didn't make it. I left it sitting out there all day, but apparently he got by there before 8 o'clock. So this week I made sure it got out the night before, so it was there. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control. KCVOA.
Thank you, KCVOA. Are there any other operators? Any other operators would like to join tonight's net? If that's you, please call now. All right, hearing none. Our next operator, KC8YDF Ron, and then N8EY Tom. KC8YDF, please go ahead.
Hey, Randy, you need to go back to our Echo Link station, the KQ4OUX. He was before me. And then you can come back to me, KC8YVF.
That's a good catch, KC8YVF. Sorry about that. KQ4OUX, I didn't mean to exclude you. Please go ahead.
Hey, that's not a problem. KQ4OUX. I'll just tell you, as I was talking about storms and everything, I'm a Columbus firefighter down here. And we had Helene come through, and I'll tell you, when Helene came through, it was devastating. Their homes, houses, bridges, roads, I mean, everything was destroyed. Parts of towns were destroyed. Some towns there no longer exist. Our rivers were removed and moved to another location. So, you know, that was one problem, and we had a lot of debris. And after that, of course, then we had three big fires because of all the debris laying on the ground. We had lightning come down and struck, and it caused one fire. The other one was a tree came down, and a power line came down and caused the other fire. And I'll tell you, the Wiley says we had three big fires roaring down here, and it was roughly over 6,000 acres by the time we got it done, and we had over 500 personnel on the ground fighting these fires. So, yeah, it's been a little rough lately this year, so we hope, you know, it kind of clears out a little bit. But I'll tell you, when the rains came in, and I'll tell you, God helped the rains, boy. I'll tell you, the rains really helped, you know, pat down the fires a little bit, like it says, and pull out some of the hot zones that we had down here. So other than that, like I said, 73 to everybody. Have a happy Easter, and everybody stay safe. And this is KQ4OUX, Vince Clare right there. Thank you, Vec. Back in that control.
Thank you, KQ4OUX. I'm sorry for the difficulties, you know, the tragedy you guys went through in Columbus and the rest of North Carolina. I hope you join us next week. All right. Our next operator is KC8YVF and then NADY Tom. KC8YVF, please go ahead.
All right, Randy, thanks a lot again. Thanks for doing that tonight. Yeah, I know North Carolina had a lot of difficulties there, and you guys have pulled together, and hopefully we'll get things back to somewhat of normal. Watching all the videos and all of the news and all of that that's taken place between the hurricane and the forest fires, I know Northern Michigan had a once-in-a-lifetime ice storm that have brought down power lines, trees. It's basically wiped out complete forest land in the northern part of the Lower Peninsula from the pictures that I've seen. So some of the areas that I've been to many times probably are not going to be recognizable from all the damage that was done, and there are still people who are without power from that event. And you were talking about floods about 5 years ago because of a rainstorm that hit further up north. Everything traveled down through the rivers and actually took out five dams. And one of the rivers, between two of the dams, it dumped over 10 billion gallons of water into the communities downstream. So it was quite an event that is still being recovered from 5 years later. They're in the process of rebuilding the dams and trying to rebuild the lakes to what they were. But it will be a long time coming on that, too. So we don't have too many natural disasters up here, but we get a few every once in a while. Let me break. I sent out a couple of emails today. One of them is for our Skywarn training coming up on the 23rd of April. Will be our next in-person Skywarn training from the Weather Service. That will be held at Thomas Township Fire Station Number 1 on Miller Road, just north of Gratiot. You want to enter the building from the west side into the conference room. So if you did not have your training, any in-person or online training last year, and you want to stay qualified for Skywarn spotting, you'll need to take a class this year. Or if you have any people that would like to join you or recommend, we'd always like more Skywarn spotters to be able to check into the net. Like I said, we've already had two nets and 16 tornadoes this year, so we're off to a quick start, I guess. Also sent out an email. We got a couple of other events coming up. On May 7th is the MBS Airport emergency exercise, along with Saginaw County, and our hospitals will be participating. I need operators for that event as well. That will be on Wednesday, the 7th of May. So if anyone that is Aries or OXCOM trained can help out with that event, please let me know as soon as possible so I can start planning for that event. We're just about a month away on that. And then 3 days later, on the 10th of May, is our large public service event. That is the MS Walk in Frankenmuth. I'm going to need 20 to 22 operators for that event as well. So if you've helped out with that, I've got only a couple of people from Saginaw, from the radio club here that have volunteered. I've got four people from Midland that have already contacted me for help. So I need to get kind of on the ball here. Again, we're about a month away from that. So if you can help out with the MS Walk in Frankenmuth, or if you're in the Aries group with the May exercise, let me know with them as soon as possible so I can get in the planning and get, you know, everyone on the list for that. So thanks, Randy, for doing that. 73, everyone. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week. And Vince, thanks for joining the net from North Carolina. Hope things go well for you. This is KC8YVF. Back to net.
Thank you, KC8YVF. This is KE8AHW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. All right, our next operator, N8EY, Tom, then after Tom, N8TPR, Bob. N8EY, please go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Randy. This is AEUI. Yes, again, my condolences to everyone out in North Carolina. The Carolinas, that terrible, terrible hurricane that we had months ago. And it's everybody watching it on the news, everybody pulling together and helping each other get through that terrible, terrible time. So it's great to see how everybody pulled together in the Carolinas. Anyway, let's see. Yes, so this weekend is the Michigan QSO Fest and QSO party, I should say. So I'm going to we're going to see some family for a pre-Easter dinner Saturday evening, Easter vigil, and it starts at noon Eastern time. So I plan on getting on there for a few hours. Our dinner is at family is at 5. We have to leave the house about 4:30, so we need to operate for about four and a half hours. And then we get back, we don't know how long we're going to stay, but we get back and maybe operate a little bit more until it ends at midnight. It's a 24-hour QSO party. So that's what I'm going to do. So anyways, I'm going to toss it back to Net Control and wish everybody a happy Easter. And enjoy this weather that we're having, this very nice weather so far. Hopefully it's an early spring. It's a good sign that the warm weather is here to stay. So, anyways, I'm going to say good night to everybody in 673, and everybody have a good week. This is N8EY. Good night.
Thank you, N8EY. Our next operator, N8KPR, then after Bob, KCATAZ Mini. N8KPR, please go ahead.
Well, we don't have not really nothing else to add here. Heading to weekend before last, I was in Cleveland, Ohio, visit my daughter, granddaughter, son-in-law. And this weekend, going to St. Louis, Missouri, visit my other daughter. And that's usually about a 10-hour drive there, 10-hour drive back, but we'll be there for, I don't know, 4 or 5 days. I'm sure she's going to have a lot of things to do. She always does. She's got something planned, though. I know we're seeing some glass-blowing demonstration, and we're going to make something. I don't know what it is, but we're going to make something. Says it's your Mother's Day and Father's Day gift, so we'll see what she's got planned here with the glass blowing. But with that said, thanks for doing that, Randy, and everybody have a great week. I'm back in control, and in KPR.
Thank you, NKPR. All right, our next operator, KC8AZ Mini, after Mini, KC8VOA. Rick, KC8TAZ, please go ahead.
Again, Randy, this is KD8DAZ. Hope everybody has a good week and a good Easter. Other than that, not much else going on, so I'll talk to everybody next week. This is KD8DAZ, back to KD8AHW. Thank you, KC8DAZ, our next operator, KC8VOA Rick. Please go ahead.
Good evening again, Randy. And for the North Carolina station, yes, every Monday at 9 p.m., this is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Club Net. And then also on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on the same repeater, we have the Mid-Michigan RagQNet. You're more than welcome to join us every week. It may not happen next Easter Sunday, but other than that, you're welcome to join us. And I want to wish everybody a happy Easter and a safe and beautiful week. With that, I'll turn it back over to control. KC8VOA.
Thank you, KC8VOA. Once again, at this time, is there anyone else? Anyone else who would like to join the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net? If so, please call now.
Good evening, Randy. KD8HW, W8DW, Dave, Saginaw Township. No traffic.
W8DW, any pearls of wisdom you'd like to share with us?
No, just been listening along, and the weather's great. We got out and we did our first 9 holes of golf this morning. Got a notice from our Wednesday group that they're going to do 18 on Wednesday. Next week, Monday again, Wednesday, and it looks like I'm subbing on Thursday. So we're going from no golf at all to 3 days a week. I don't know. I may be a little sore after the one the 18th on Wednesday. We'll just see how that goes. But that's all I've got. I've been doing a lot of work around here trying to get the yard cleaned up and stuff, and I have another 6 barrels of yard waste out this week. I had 6 last week, and probably got another 8 or 10 left to go out and back with the pine needles and stuff. But the tree seems to really be really dropped really hard this last winter. Anyway, that's about all I got. Thanks for doing it, Randy. 73 is all. Catch everyone down along. KE8AHW, W8DW.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
Thank you, W8DW. Are there any closing comments or announcements for tonight's net? All right, hearing none, tonight, including myself, we have a total of 11 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those operators who participated in tonight's net. My name is Randall May, KE8AHW. This net is now closed. We're returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 7-3 to everybody. May God bless us. Good night.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 54 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 52 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.